Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Lord loves you so much, and I and Pastor Dala loves you. We have a desire to see that you are very fruitful believer, disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are blessed, you're strong, you have high favor from the Lord, and we want you to really become the blessing to the kingdom of God and to the whole world. And I want to see that your life is pleasing to the Lord, and the Lord will smile from heaven to you. Today, I would like to share with you about a subject of boasting. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you will teach us in this time through the Bible and by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, that you love us and you want us to be a good disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to live a life to glorify your name, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will help us to practice what we learn. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I would like to talk about pride, humility, and about boasting. I would like to read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verses 1 to 8 from New King James Version. The situation that happened to the Israelites at the time of Moses was a shadow or a type for our life, and we can understand how we can live a Christian life that is pleasing to the Lord. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go into this possessed nations greater and mightier than yourself. Cities great and fortified up to heaven. A people great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart, after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. It is not because of your righteousness or uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore understand that the Lord your God is not giving this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Also, in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. From this scripture, we can see the parallel picture between our life and the children of Israel, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The land of Egypt is compared to the kingdom of darkness. We are like the children of Israel, and God took us out from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, and he wants to lead us into the promised land by his grace. He sent to us the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit is like a pillar of fire that destroy the work of the enemy by his power. The Bible says it's not by might nor by your ability, but by the Spirit of the Lord. The promised land is the superabundant life that God provided for you through Jesus Christ. And the Lord tried to tell you this. Remember, you have sinned against me. Even though after we become a Christian, we still make mistakes, either from ignorance or from our own weaknesses. Sometimes we follow our flesh and we offend God, and we cause God to be grieved about our life. But still, by His grace, He forgives us through Christ Jesus. And every day, as He uses to serve Him, maybe He uses to lay hand on the sick and the sick get healed, to preach the gospel and people accept Christ. He provides for us a good job, a good education. He gives us good family. Everywhere we go, the favor of God is on us. The Holy Spirit guides us, helps us, and empowers us. And we see blessing, good breaks, victory again and again and again. And the Lord would like to talk to us that the reason we see the victory, the goodness, the good break, and the miracles and the success of our ministry is not because of our own righteousness or because of our own uprightness or our own ability, but because He showed grace to us. It is His power that gives us victory and fruitfulness and breakthroughs, prosperity, healing, because of His power. We don't deserve the victory. We don't deserve the goodness from God, but by His mercy and by His grace, that's why we can be who we are and we can do what God called us to do. I myself came from the Buddhist family. I did not know the Bible. I did not know God. Actually, I'm not a very good speaker in front of public at all. When I was young, I studied French. I did not know English. So English is not the language that I could speak very well. But out of my weakness of not knowing the Bible very well, never grew up in a Christian home, I did not have any forefathers who worship God. I'm a first generation Christian. I could not speak English very well, but because of God's grace, He uses me to be a pastor in Seattle, Washington, preaching in English and do a lot of works for Him. I cannot boast that I'm a great guy. Oh, I cannot boast that I'm a neurosurgeon. I am the gold medal student in the university in Thailand and receive gold medal from the king of Thailand. I could not boast those things at all. I am just a weak man, imperfect, and I have so many flaws and weaknesses in my life. I have made so many mistakes in my life, but God still graciously picked me, used me to preach the gospel, do the work of God for the kingdom of God, and He gets all the glory. I cannot boast about my goodness and my ability at all. All the glory goes to my God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. I believe we are living in the last day. Right now, there's a lockdown all over the world because of the pandemic of COVID-19. We are in the end time, difficult times. Not only that, we have a lot of things going on with the people in the world. The Bible says in verse 2, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. They laugh at God. Disobedient to their parents and ungrateful, they will consider nothing sacred. they will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride and love pressure rather than God. They will act religious. Out, they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. I pray that the brother and sister that I associate with in my church and all over the world are not this type of people who are very fleshly, very carnal, prideful, and boast about themselves. Let us become a spiritual people. The Bible warns us that in the end time, more people are going to be prideful, ungodly, selfish, loving money, and also unloyal to their friends. I pray that all of us will not be boastful people. We only give glory to the Lord. We want to be in the army of God. We want to be the real disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord wants to really speak to us in this teaching that please humble yourself. Please realize that every good thing that happened in your life, whether your professional success or your education or your success in the ministry or your reputation and all the people that God has brought to you to support you, all the money that come to you, everything that is good comes from God. It's not because we are great people. It's not because we are capable people. It's by the grace of God that we can have fruitfulness, success, and we should give all the glory to Him and don't boast about ourselves. There's a story in the Bible about Gideon, and you can read this scripture and see that God doesn't want people to boast about their own ability. In Judges chapter 7, verses 1 to 7, then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose early and encamped beside the well of Harod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into the hands, lest Israelite claim glory for itself against me." You know, sometimes people say, "I'm a great preacher. I have many degrees from the seminary. I know the Bible. I know Greek and Hebrew. I have been a Christian for a long time. I lay hand on the sick and the sick get healed by my ability." No, don't claim glory to yourself. Saying, "My own hand has saved me. I'm a great guy. I'm a great Christian. I can memorize the Bible. I know everything. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead." And 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water and we'll test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who leapt, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who leapt, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place." You can see here that God picked only 300 men to win the big battle so that the glory belongs to him. My brother and sister, a lot of time God used weak people, imperfect people, to do great things for him so that he will get the glory. He doesn't use the wise or the intellectual people who are smart to do the work of God. He may use only a small group of people to do great things for him because he doesn't want man to boast that victory and great things happen because of man's ability. James chapter 4 verses 15 to 16, what you ought to say is, if the Lord want us to, we will live and do this or that. In other words, we live our life according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, the witness of the Holy Spirit. I started the New Hope International Church in 1988 by the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not my own plan. It's not my own idea. And now we have the church in Seattle because of His goodness and His power, not because of my own ability. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember this, in the eyes of the Lord, boasting about yourself, boasting about your own ability, boasting about your degrees, your own talent, is evil in the eyes of the Lord. I want you to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. If you claim your own ability and get your own rewards of reputation, when you meet the Lord, you will not get the rewards from Him because you already got the reward on earth here. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 34, the Bible says, surely He scorns the scornful, but give grace to the humble. I don't know about you. I want a lot of grace from God. I want God to give me more grace. The Holy Spirit in my life always reminds me that I should not boast about my own ability. I should not claim the success to myself. I should give glory to God. I always believe that the Lord Jesus is so gracious to me to use me and Pastor Da and New Hope International Church. We are nothing. He is everything. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. I need His grace. I want more grace. Therefore, I want to be humble. And I want to only boast about Jesus, boast about the Holy Spirit and His grace and His power. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 says, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I want more grace. I want to have great grace, just like the disciple in the early church time. I want more grace, just like Ruth, Queen Esther, Mary, David, Moses, Joshua, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Apostle Paul. I want the grace of God. Psalm 34 verses 1 to 4 say, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Everyone say, I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I pray to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. You see, we need to boast about the Lord. Don't boast about ourselves. And God is going to give us more grace, more power, more anointing, and more open door and good things going to come to us by His powerful hand. Jeremiah chapter 9, 23-24. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the boastful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. Let us boast about the Lord. Let us believe that the Lord is the answer to our life. Don't boast about yourself. You can boast that you know God more, but you don't boast that you are capable and you are so powerful. No, the power belongs to the Lord. This is why I like the word manifestation of the Spirit. I don't like the word the gift of the Spirit, because if it's the gift, it means it belongs to you and you can do whatever you want, and you can boast that I have the gift of healing, I have the gift of preaching. No, it's a manifestation of the Spirit who worked through me to preach, to lay hands on the sick, to help people, to build the church, to be a good husband, to be a successful neurosurgeon, to be a good dad. Is the manifestation of the Spirit and the grace of God. Therefore, I cannot boast about my success. I boast about the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:31, therefore, as the scripture say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:17, however, let him who boasts and glories, boast and glory in the Lord. I believe that this short message encourages you to really focus on the Lord, keep your eyes on the Lord, lift Him up and humble yourself. The more you humble yourself, the more God gonna give you grace, and the more He gonna lift you up. The most humble person in the world is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. I want to be humble like Him. I want to give all the glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for spending time with me. From today on, I believe you will walk in humility and you always give glory to the Lord. And God can give you success, prosperity, divine health, long life, and all the good break and good things will happen to you. And God will get all the glory through you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty.